From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will withdraw from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement on the very first day he takes office. In a video message posted to YouTube on Monday, Trump called the TPP a potential disaster for the United States. He continued to meet Tuesday in New York with more candidates that might fill some key jobs in his new administration. Trump also had lunch with editors and reporters from the New York Times, whose articles he has often attacked as untrue or unfair. He repudiated the white supremacist or alt-right movement that has expressed support for him. On another topic, Trump says he has no intention of pursuing investigations of Democrat Hillary Clinton's improper use of a private email server while Secretary of State. An Iranian official says more than 1,000 of his country's soldiers have been killed in Syria since Iran decided to back the government of Bashar al-Assad in the civil war. Iran has been fighting in Syria since early in the conflict. The Pentagon, meanwhile, says a U.S. drone strike in northwestern Syria last week killed senior al-Qaeda leader Abu Afghan al-Masri. Masri had ties to terrorist groups operating across much of Southwest Asia. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has had his life sentence overturned by Egypt's top appeals court. The court Tuesday threw out the second of two life sentences handed to him following his espionage conviction in a case involving the Palestinian group Hamas. A death sentence against Morsi was overturned by the same court last week. The former president and his associates will be retried in the two cases that were overturned. This is VOA News.